Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna get off camera, bitch. What a day. Peace, everybody. Bring your ass in here. It's always something, right? Let me just wait till y'all get up in here, man. Please share. Please make sure y'all share. I will gladly appreciate y'all. Please make sure y'all share while y'all on. It is real crazy. So we already know he has been found guilty, man. But I feel like this is a real Me Too feminist kind of undertone to it, man. Because how the fuck this man could be found guilty on all three fucking charges? All three charges, when there was definitely flaws in the story. It was reasonable doubt, and they didn't even charge. I don't wish jail on nobody, but they didn't even charge this girl, Kelsey. And the man had said that it was girls fighting, and the girl is the one who shot first. Then he contradicted himself on that. His first initial interview of his story, it seemed like somebody spoke to him and changed his story. Before I even play this, because I know y'all seen it already, but come to find out, Alex Spiro is also Jay-Z's attorney. Jay-Z, out of all, listen, you know what? Let me just say this through the lens of allegedly and assuming, but a legit assumption. She is backed by Roc Nation. You, OG One, and Desiree are co-founders, SEO CEOs, co-CEOs of Roc Nation. Y'all behind her. Out of certain good things that were said about Jay-Z like doing for Lil Wayne and helping Meek Mill get out of jail and 21 Savage. And if I'm not mistaken, Kodak Black. Like, come on, you got a resume, family. Now, I'm starting to think it's because this dude is independent. He's independent. Bound by anyone. We're going to go to Millie's live, too, in a few seconds. This is his artist, Melly. Stop texting me. This not no celeb to me, Hollywood shit. Wait, this not no celeb to me, Hollywood shit to me. Tory, to you, Daystar, to me. Stop texting. For a witness to say he saw a woman shoot first, then the male take the gun and shoot in the air. That should have been all niggas needed to know. He took that gun from her and emptied it. He was lit, so he ain't do it taking out the magazine. But I understand on injustice. Unfollow me. How is this guy? How did he get found guilty? I can see if anything be found guilty on a lesser charge. But however, Kelsey should be the one. This is some real puppet master shit. Let me just play this first, man. Please share. I know academics is on. We probably slide over there as well too.
Including you, AZ. Yes, you who stand and rose from the gutter, but you have traded and bartered the souls of young men. You're still doing it. The only independent witness in this courtroom is a man whose name is Sean Kelly. He came to court, and our attorneys, he would not even shake their head after he went upstairs with Kathy Todd and Alex Bart.
They met on Saturday before.
And then the mayor came back, and I sat in the hallway while he sat with Jody Little, the prosecutor's investigator, who acted so dumb. An intelligent woman who did not want, listen, I see so much evidence buried in this. We consist of what nation, including you, Jay-Z.
Yes.
You who say you rose from the gutter, but you have traded
That's crazy.
And bartered the souls of young men, and are still doing it. The only independent witness in this courtroom is a man whose name is Sean Kelly. He came to court, and our attorneys, he would not even shake their hand after he went upstairs with Kathy Todd and Alex Bart.
They met on Saturday before.
And then the mayor came back, and I sat in the hallway. He sat with Joe Little, the prosecutor's investigator, who acted so dumb. An intelligent woman who did not want, listen, I've seen so much evidence buried in this.
That is so fucked up. So the nigga done changed his story, shit, went and had a meeting, secret meeting. That right there is conflict of interest. That is contaminating evidence. This shit is so fucked up, man. Let's go to, first of all, the phone lines is back working. Everybody, somebody do me a favor real quick. Can somebody do a call for me quick on my blog talk? The number's already scrolling, but let me put it in there. I need a test call real quick before we go live. I would love that what everybody has to say. This shit right here is really fucked up. This is really fucked up, and I hope Megan's happy. And to be honest, personally, I don't know her, but I know she don't feel good about what's happening to him. She know the truth. They all know the truth. I need a test call real quick. Can somebody do a test call real quick so I know everybody can hear y'all? Please, somebody do a test call real quick at this number. Oh. And please share, too, goddammit. Somebody do a test call for me. She don't care. I believe that, too. Can somebody do a test call, please? If your phone is working. And by the way, it is so fucking cold outside. When I say it's bleeding out that motherfucker, Jack Frost and the whole family is playing ice hockey. Damn, none of you niggas can do a test call for a nigga. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you, brother. Mike, what's good?
What's happening? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if the people can hear you. Can y'all hear him on the phone, please? Press one if y'all can hear him. What's goody, though, family?
What's goody, man? First and foremost, I just want to say, man, that shit is fucked up, man. When the motherfucking eyewitness came in there and he said he seen a woman shoot the gun 3 times, it had to be a struggle. That nigga Tory probably let the last 2 off just to empty the clip so it wouldn't be no motherfucking more problem. And
they saying no.
I don't know what.
They saying no. See, and I just paid for this motherfucker.
Am I still low? Am I still low?
They saying they can't hear you at all. And I just paid for this motherfucker. They said low.
I'm reading it. It say low. Then it said, hold on. Can they hear me now?
Can y'all hear him now, y'all? They said it's very, very
y'all
low.
Y'all hear me now?
Anna Renee said she can hear you.
Mega said they can't hear me at all. I don't know what the fuck going on. I hear you just perfectly clear.
Right. I don't get what the fuck is going on here.
And then somebody say they hear me well.
Yeah, so
I don't know what the fuck going on.
Adjust your shit. I don't know what the fuck is going on, fam. I really don't.
I mean, shit. I don't know what's going on. I'm live and direct, man.
Brown Eyes said they can hear you loud and clear. Well, for those who can hear you, go ahead. Say what's on your mind real quick then.
I just want to say that whole shit was fucked up, man. You know what I'm saying? What's done in the dark will come out in the light, man. You know what I'm saying? They did that nigga wrong. The eyewitness said that they seen a woman shooting a gun and shit. And that's all we needed to hear. That's all we should have had to hear.
Right.
And for them to guilty on all counts, my nigga, that shit is crazy, man. And I can't even begin to fathom how he feel, you know what I'm saying? It seemed like only niggas that's happy about that shit is black women and gay-ass niggas. That's it. And that's Brooklyn and Cali, man. I'm out this motherfucker.
All right, my G. Peace. So they they can't hear that. Oh, my God. What the fuck? Yo, I literally just paid for this shit. And y'all see that, right? It ain't me. I might have to just put the link for the panel. Now I'm really going to get asked for my fucking money back. Because this shit don't make no sense, y'all. Anyway, let me play this shit, man. I didn't expect this live to go like this quick, but it ain't my fault, y'all. Let's go to Millie. It's fucking bullshit. I want my money back.
And when I say quick, I mean right quick. The way shit going around this motherfucker. Where y'all at? Bitch, my eyelids is sticking up. Bitch, I'm looking around for the actual, you know. So where my bitches from the hood at? Where my bitches from the hood at? So when we be in church and they put that casket at the front and mama know that that's the last time she'll see her baby, but at the funeral home, not at the graveyard, you know that holla that she let out, you know where you gotta go wrap your arms around her? Niggas too. What my niggas from the hood at? Anybody. Y'all know how you can, how you be in them sisters and they just let out that emotion and it be so fucking charged that you can feel it. We came in, they started at 3:15. They passed the paper, y'all got the verdict, yeah. They go. He read all 3. Guilty. 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 Bitch, we looking like what? You start hearing people break down. All of a sudden, daddy hopped. He went slapped the fuck off. He directly spoke to the prosecution. Kathy and Bot. Y'all are evil. Y'all are demonic. God will handle this situation. He condemned them. Baby, you had the people cheering. You had jurors reluctant to say that that was their verdict. Literally. Literally. You got people sitting in the bitch hollering, agreeing, like the energy, like just going crazy. Kids crying. People start pulling out their phones. They say, I don't know what you're going to do to them. Because all these police start trying to come up and get everybody and then like rally and corral everybody. So now niggas is getting into it with security because they said, we don't know what the fuck you're going to do with them. Not everybody acting a motherfucking fool. Everybody. Everybody. They screaming, fuck Roc Nation. They turned around. They told the white reporters, the white outlets that y'all been posting, the only ones y'all care about, the ones that's been pushing y'all narrative, even though we all heard what happened in their courtroom. They turned around and said, Jay-Z is a bitch. Go report that. They screaming, Tory, you free. We praying for you. This going to be okay. They supporting him. Literally. Absolute chaos. They get the family out. They told everybody else to come out. They sitting in the, with not everybody in the main highway. Everybody's still going off. I go get the babies. The babies are emotional. One in particular. I said, it's okay. You're going to be okay. I wrap my jacket around the babies. I'm bringing them into the fold. You know, that's a lot of energy. A lot of energy. And so we were able to get on the elevator and go down. When we got downstairs, Tory's father said what he had to say. I'm sure that y'all have probably seen that shit by now. He made a statement, some very powerful statement, and you could hear the people that agreed cheering. Of course, this was appealed. And I want to say something. How do I feel? I told you, Father, I don't care what the verdict say, because I know what I'm convicted of. Y'all heard what said in that courtroom. You know that this does not make any sense. You know that. You know that. But you know what? Shit, this got to happen. Because this continues to happen. But it ain't going to be something that people continue to get away with. You push people, push people. Y'all sitting up laughing saying, aha, he guilty. But when the people that y'all want to buy tickets and the people that y'all want to go to them concerts and when the people that y'all want to support what y'all got going on, when they don't show up, because they don't fuck with you, because they don't fuck with them, what? Y'all think y'all won, but you lost. Because the people decided. And this ain't make no sense to no fucking body. Nobody. Nobody.
And now it looks a little more effed up because, you know, now what if he's on a fence on saying, well, it was fucking Kelsey. Either way, if he says something or not, which I don't think he's going to say anything because we all know Kelsey did it. She is protected by the immunity.
What happens when people feel like, no, that could have been us and you fucked over one of ours and this ain't right? There was some things said about a witness, Sean Kelly, whose story was that Kelsey did the shit. The prosecution talked to him Saturday. He didn't even shake the defense motherfucking hand when he came up and up. Now all of a sudden, Tory flailing a gun, and he saw him with it. Okay.
That's crazy.
Okay. There were some things about the deal that got turned down.
That's fucking crazy, son.
Nation.
They paid money. I'm sorry, hold on. This is my last interjection, man. Money, I don't wanna pause it looking like that. Money can buy any and everything, especially if you have the right connections, man. Look who name is behind it. How is Alex Spiro happened to be Jay-Z's attorney? And what they did to this fucking witness made him change his story. Now, Tory was shooting at him now. That's fucked up how they do us, though. Us. What about the football player that beat up his wife? I forgot the nigga name. I think he was on Tom Brady's ex-team, whatever, the fucking Patriots or some shit like that. One of them beat up his wife and shit, black wife, white player beat up his wife, told her that he damn near killed her, and he was a racist. Nigga, nobody even talk about him. Did he get any fucking jail time? He damn near killed her. This shit only happens to our people. And this feminist Me Too fucking movement and all this bullshit that's going on, man. And a lot of that shit have to do with him being an independent artist. Remember he did that video about that, like the Illuminati shit, like the signing bad deals and shit like that. Remember that shit, like being very boisterous, whatever, or just out there like that, like what I'm saying, taking shots and shit like that. These niggas in the background feeling some kind of way. Yo, Megan Thee Stallion, man. Yo, karma is a bitch, yo.
So, I think that this is a miscarriage of justice. I said before that if this was the verdict, that would be a miscarriage of justice. And I still feel the same way. As Tory was getting handcuffed, he was reassuring, the people that were saying, Tory, this ain't right. Be praying for you, etc. When Tory's father, got upset and impassioned, what he was saying. He was trying to calm him down. He was trying to calm, the family down. So he was the one that was calm, like the shit ain't just get read out about him. He ain't cry. He ain't flinch when they read it. He ain't flinch. When they said guilty, 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 he ain't even move. Like he expected the shit. You guys listen to what happened. And y'all can go back and read the transcripts yourself. Y'all know damn well that this should have never happened. This case ended in an acquittal or a mistrial. With the amount of reasonable doubt and the fact that there was no proof, you have unreliable testimony from particular people. And you have the fact that Kelsey was not even tested for gunshot residue. I'm sorry. Yes, she was. DNA. Kelsey was not even tested for DNA. How in the fuck do you figure that, okay, this is what it is? Somebody said, y'all so slow. The defense said she was shot. They did acknowledge that, but they also said it was not their client. So I think that when you have a situation where everybody can acknowledge the same witness y'all want to lean on, he saw a fight between them. It could have never happened. If we're going to take his testimony, then it could have never happened the way that they said. This is a political situation. It has been from the start. This is always bigger than even just the situation at hand. And, oh, well, this is what happened. Like, somebody said, what do you mean shit like this gotta happen? That's crazy. What I meant was, you ever seen situations where people revolt and they stand up because they get sick and tired of being mistreated? You understand situations like that? This is a situation like that. So, that's what I meant. Shit like this has to happen for people to stand up and to, come together and say, hey, something is wrong with. So, it does happen all the time. They did not prove without a reason without that he was guilty. But it is what it is. Like I said from the very beginning, there are no winners in this situation. And what's really needed is prayer and healing because the whole situation is fucked up. So here we are. It's just ridiculous. But for everybody that felt like, oh, he was guilty, you got your verdict, you happy? Okay. For everybody else that paid attention to what happened, I think you feel like everybody else kind of suffered and kind of, dumbfounded. There were so many women, men, and everything in between crying, and just upset. Child. So, that's what happened. There's a lot going on. So, there's a lot going on. And so, I'm going to come back and talk to y'all in a little bit. I just want to let y'all know, because I know y'all want to know. So, there already is.
Y'all let me know when she go live on Instagram, y'all. All right? So keep an eye out for me, all right?
Do I agree with it? No. No, 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 no. It made me curious. She just spilled coffee on her shirt.
This is real fucked up.
Like I said, I'm going to talk about something. Man, let me talk to y'all.
Wait. hold on. Wait, I thought I didn't just read what I thought I read. Y'all give me a second. Megan did what? What the fuck is this? Oh, wow. All right. I'm not going to show up, but remember when her dress, like what she had on, the purple with a symbolized for? Some were saying that it is for witchcraft. I don't know, but we know Houston and Louisiana, they are, you know, they mess with the elements. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't know how true it is, but yes, she did have on that purple. You never know, man, but it's so messed up. The ladies that's in here, let me do something real quick. Let me start this phone line over, because I'm gonna try this one more time, and I'm gonna put